اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكس في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلية لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحيي الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Shalom Mubarak to all. Shukran Hafiz for the qiraah. Today we have another guest speaker. Somebody we don't need to let you introduce. However, he needs some introduction. He's an ex-imam of Zinatul Masjid in Cape Town, Muse Street. Sheikh Muhammad Murad. His topic for today is the impact of forgiveness. So Sheikh is a little bit tired, so inshallah, he just told me that he slaughtered 550 sheep for qurbani over the last couple of days. So we'll just have to bear with him, and I'm sure he'll be inspiring us with his words today, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All thanks, praise and gratitude is due to Allah, Lord of the universe. Our mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and friends, and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Respected Imam, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening and viewing, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As you have heard, the topic is the impact of forgiveness. When I was asked why that particular topic, I said, just think back a few days. A few days ago, when you had millions of people rushing to the plains of Arafat, standing there through the time of wukuf, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and pardon, believing that they have been forgiven, based on the statement of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there is no day in the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives more people than that particular day, the day of Arafat. Because there was a lot of introspection done, you cannot stand in front of your Creator and just ask for forgiveness. You need to go inside yourself and ask yourself, where did I go wrong? And no matter over the years, whether you are now 10 or you are now 50 or 70 years old, and you are standing on the plains of Arafat, you have to do a critical assessment of yourself. And that is where you stand in front of your Creator. Because if you listen to the very verse of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, when we are talking about Jabal al-Rahma, when Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam says, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. Meaning that he understood where he went wrong. But the key is not that. The key that we believe that we have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what is beautiful about our tradition right here in Cape Town is before people leave, they would go around and ask others to pardon them. And that is such a beautiful tradition. Nowadays, they have omitted that and they don't worry about it any longer. And the reason why I said, let us speak about the impact of forgiveness. Because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, but yet you come back from Hajj, you come back from Arafat, or you sit the entire night on your musalla making istighfar, asking Allah to forgive you, but you are not prepared to forgive anybody else in this world. That is a selfish attitude, and that is not part of the Muslim makeup or character for that matter. Because the character of a Muslim is to be selfless. What you want for yourself, you must want for your brothers and your sisters. If you want forgiveness, then ask Allah to forgive them, and you must be prepared to forgive them. Why do we think that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will forgive the Hajj and for whom he asks for forgiveness? That is important. Now we have lost the impact, the power of forgiveness. And why am I saying this? Because the amount of animosity, the amount of hatred that is still around amongst people, starting from very inside the home, going into the family members, moving into society, going into the global nation, there is still too much hatred and not people prepared to forgive one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the glorious Quran, chapter 3, verse 134, الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who spend freely, freely when? In diversity or in difficulty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who can restrain the anger and who are prepared to forgive human beings. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. It is regarded as one of the good and gracious deeds to be able to forgive one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this connection in the Holy Quran. And the connection is what? The connection is between piety, and we call it the quality of forgiveness, the characteristic of forgiveness. And the Holy Quran makes this connection between the two, because forgiveness on our part is part of our taqwa. It is part that comes from the heart. Forgiveness is not a matter that's come by the tongue. Fine, you did something wrong, please forgive me, and you say it with your tongue. But in the heart, that hatred is still there. In the heart, that jealousy is still there. In the heart, there is still so much in there. There is so much of illness there. But the tongue has said, please forgive me. That is not the power of forgiveness. That is not the impact that forgiveness must have. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in chapter 24, verse 22, Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Pardon one another. And embrace one another. Shake hands. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Listen to the wording. What preceded Allah's forgiveness? It preceded us forgiving one another. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. This is what you have to do first. And Allah then asks you the question, wouldn't you love Allah to forgive you? But Allah says to you, you must do that first. Now, I give you an example. Come Eid. Eid, alhamdulillah, we embrace one another. We hold one another, Eid Mubarak, and we talk about happiness. What was that embrace all about? Come Eid al-Adha, we talk about sacrifice. Have we sacrificed our hatred? Have we sacrificed our jealousy? Have we sacrificed anything for the power of forgiveness? Have we? Eid has come and gone, and Eid will come and go years after years. But what have we done really to our own character, to what is in this heart of ours? And therefore, if you love Allah's forgiveness, which we all want, because we're not perfect. Human beings are not perfect. We err, we sin, we transgress, we make mistakes. That is the human nature. This is how we've been created. But if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, why can't you accept the fact that there is others that also make mistakes, there is others that also transgress, and that you must be able to forgive them? Why is it so difficult on us? Therefore, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرْ وَغَفَرْ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. The one who persevere and who has patience and is prepared to forgive, this is the best of deeds that you can do. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. You take pardon and you must give pardon to others. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us in the Quran. Now there are examples. Examples by who? By the greatest exemplar of man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of the quality of forgiveness. It is called a moral virtue. The quality of forgiveness is a moral virtue. If you want to develop, and if you want to expand really on this particular topic of the power of forgiveness, then my dear brothers and sisters, we have to look closely at the life of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that a person that is strong is not the person who is muscular. It is not the person who can wrestle with one another and put him down and take a count of three and win the point. No, the person that is strong is the one who can control his anger. The person who is strong is the one who can control his anger, and he is prepared to forgive in the same time. That is the one that is strong. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Al-Qawi. He is strong. And that was narrated in the book of Muslim, in the collection of At-Tabarani as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to forgive a person who was unfair to you, and to give someone who does not give to you, and to keep in contact someone who sever ties with you, this is the best form of iman. Today we live the opposite of that entire hadith. That entire hadith. And I'll tell you why am I saying this. أَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. Pardon those who wronged you. Pardon those who oppress you. Pardon those who do something wrong to you. اِعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. Today we live by the idea, why must I forgive when they don't want to forgive me? No. وَخَيْرُهُمَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ بِالسَّلَامِ. The best of the two is the one who reach out for peace. The best of the two. Don't we want to be the best by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? اعفو عمن ظلمك. اعطي من حرمك. Give to the one who does not give to you. Oh, they didn't give to me. Why must I give to them? They didn't invite me. Why must I invite them? That is how we live. Don't live by what you think is right. Live by what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us what is right. أوصل من قطعك. Oh, this is a very, very common one. The last part is a very common one. And why am I saying this? People sever ties with you. Why must I reach out? I will sever ties with them. Even if it means we live in animosity for the rest of our lives and we die like that. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Do you really want to close your eyes and face your Creator the day of Qiyamah when He's going to ask you, why didn't you reach out? Why didn't you forgive? Are you going to tell Allah? Oh, no, sorry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person did not come close to me. They did not give me anything. They sympathized with me, so I sympathize with them. No, my dear brothers and sisters, the motto is always to live by Allah is going to ask you what you did. Allah is not going to ask you what they did. That's important. Very important. Let us take a practical example. A practical example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Bedouin, the A'rabi, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked for some provisions. Ya Rasulullah, I want something, some provisions. The Prophet gave him and he asked, was I fair to you? He says, no. The companions, the Sahaba radwanullah ta'ala majma'in, got a bit upset with the man because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you and you say no. And they wanted to reprimand him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him. Leave him, let him be. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, let me go into the house, went to get some more, and helped him along. Gave him more. Do you think that I was fair to you? He says, yes. He stopped there. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rewarded the man, gave him what he could give him, whereby the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they wanted to reprimand him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, leave him. The very next day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks into the circle where they are all sitting with the same Bedouin. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example and he says, myself and that man is like a man who owns a camel. The camel started running and everybody started running after the camel and they couldn't stop him. And the Bedouin says, let me stop the camel because I know more about camels than you. And he brings the camel back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now that is an example of how you treat people. If I had to treat him and reprimand him yesterday or allowed you to reprimand him and not forgive him, he would not have been in a position to help us to get the camel back. You see, now this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. And the verse starts off, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيَّةُ. Goodness and evil can never be the same. It's not equal. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. You push back and you defend yourself with what is better. No, today we don't. Oh, let me just go on to what is better. Let me tell you what is better. You swear, I can swear better. No. Doesn't work like that. Better words. Kind words. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ. Now, if there was any animosity between the two of you, what happens? If you follow this procedure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, what is going to happen? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Listen to the wording. This is how close you become. You become closer with hotness and heat with one another. It is not just you become friends, no. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ. Yesterday you might have been enemies, today you are bosom buddies. You are close to one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who's going to achieve that? وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. And you can only achieve that if you use the power of patience and perseverance and take that impact of your forgiveness that Allah has given you and pass it on to others. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, you will only receive that if you make that your power to forgive and make that the impact of forgiveness to others. And this kind of attitude, my dear brothers and sisters, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us, yes, you can forgive to a certain degree, it doesn't mean that you must overlook Allah's commands. It doesn't mean that you must overlook Allah's principles. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get angry. Yes, you are. But again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us four different categories of people. Number one, you are too slow to get angry, fast to forgive. Now I want you to think, I'm not saying who we are and who we are not. We have to assess for ourselves. I am saying fast, slow to get angry, fast to forgive. Fast in getting angry and fast in forgiving. And then slow in getting angry, but also slow to forgive. But very quick in getting angry, but very slow to forgive. Think of who we are, each and every one of us. Do we have that power within ourselves? Do we have that power of forgiveness to impact on others in terms of our forgiveness? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then comments on that, and he says the best of all people are the first category, and that is slow to get angry and very fast to forgive. And the worst of them all is the last category, and that is very quick in getting angry but very slow in forgiving. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, if you want to live by the power of forgiveness, then you must have it within yourself to understand why is it important to forgive. But the forgiveness must come from the purity of your heart, because that is how you're going to stand in front of Allah. You will be successful illa man atallaha biqalbin salim, that your heart is pure, that you stand in front of Allah with a clean heart. So it is no use I say I forgive, but the heart is not clean. And how does that come out? It comes out after a while again. Oh, I have forgiven, but I didn't forget what you have done to me this time and that time. How did you forgive? And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us in a beautiful hadith, beautiful. لا تقاطعوا. Don't sever ties with one another. ولا تدابروا. Do not plot and plan against one another. Oh, that is something that is happening today even amongst spouses. Sad to say how they plot and plan. They can't even live with that forgiveness within the home so the children can learn how to do that. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا. And do not backbite one another. Do you know the biggest crime today is to press that send button. That send button, when you are sending messages that is not true, when you are sending messages to friends and talking about your own family, and you are sending those messages to others all over the world where everybody can see, and when you go on Facebook and you put your whole life out there, when you go on YouTube, you put your whole life out there. This is one of the biggest crimes today. Yes, there's a good side of it. وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا. You can't be spying on one another. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. Be like brothers with one another. But the key part of this hadith, And I will wrap up on that. The key part of this hadith is لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام. This is true forgiveness. لا يحل. What does it mean? It is not halal. It is not halal to ignore your brother or sister for more than 3 days. Oh, come on. Where are those who for months and for years don't speak to one another? Yes, yes, my dear brothers and sisters. Sad. لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث. Look at the example. The example given by our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا. They will meet one another. Their path is going to cross sometime or the other, but the one will ignore the other. وخيرهما, and the best of the two, الذي يبدأ بالسلام, who goes out and say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. But Assalam is not just Assalam with the tongue. Assalam has come from the heart. So when we talk about the power of forgiveness and the impact of it, it comes from the heart. And that is where the beginning of forgiveness is to cleanse your heart. But you must do that after very much critically assess yourself. Introspect, go in your heart and see where you have gone wrong, and then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist and will help us to purify our hearts towards one another, remove the hatred, remove the jealousy, remove whatever illness there is in our hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us to have better family relationships, we have better community relationships, and we have a better ummah, inshaAllah. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that have been on hajj, a hajjun mabroor, and a hajjun maqbool, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all their du'as, because we know for a fact that they were standing on Arafat, and they were praying to Allah for the assistance for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. As they were doing, we were doing the same. May Allah bring ease to them, inshaAllah, to all those that are suffering with difficulty in the world. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those that are sick the health and strength, inshaAllah. Those that have passed and that are no longer with us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a high place in Jannah, inshaAllah. But allow me, and if I'm allowed just to say one or two words here, my sincere thanks and gratitude, not just to all those who did their qurban with me, but those who did qurban everywhere. May Allah accept your qurban from you, inshallah. But those who did it with me, I sincerely want to thank you, and I hope that you were satisfied. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be satisfied with all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Shukran, Sheikh Murad. And his topic for day, for those that came a bit late, was the impact of forgiveness. If you missed some of the talk, you can watch it, replay it on YouTube and Facebook, inshallah. Some announcements. We'd just like to say shukran to those who's contributed a third of the qurbani to the soup kitchen. Really appreciate it. And if those that still would like to do so, please contact the center manager, Zahira. The soup kitchen is always in need of your contributions, inshallah. We would like to wish all those, including Sheikh Alexander, who is returning this weekend, a Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor, inshallah. Sheikh Murad doesn't come on his own. I thought I'll just add in here. He's got his two sons that joins him every Friday, and they don't sit still. So the one son's name is Badr, and he helps Sheikh with his dress code. And alhamdulillah, looking very good. And we also got another son, Muhammad Noor, who gives our sound room and video technicians a break, because he comes and he takes over, and he's there working with the cameras and making sure that the YouTube feed is 100%. So shukran to not only Sheikh Murad, but as well as Muhammad Noor and Badr Murad as well. This announcement is not on our trips. We've got a trip to Iraq. It's from the 9th of November till the 19th of November. Price is 43,990. Flights is from Cape Town. It's going to Baghdad, Karbala, Najaf, and includes the ziyarats as well. We've got a Masjid al-Quds blanket drive that's still in full force. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be distributing some of those blankets in an ongoing process. So the blanket drive closes on the 6th of July. It's 120 Rand for a blanket. So if you'd like to donate, please contact Auntie Zera or any of the committee members, inshallah. Then we've obviously got our Acne sales. That's for sale of 70 Rand a punnet on the library side. And if you want to pay by card, it's going to cost every extra 5 Rand because of bank charges, etc. So it'll be 75 Rand if you're paying by card, about 70 Rand if you're paying by cash. Last request is for all of you just to stand up and fill the gaps. It is a bit cold outside, so a lot of the brothers that normally wants to stand outside wants to come in. And inshallah, with the impending rain, we would prefer if everybody is inside the masjid. So just want to spend 1 minute to stand up, find the gap in front of you. As I always say, the surah before Surah Jumu'ah is Surah Saf. So let's fill our Saf first before Jumu'ah. Shukran. Just on the left-hand side and the right-hand side, there's normally in those corners, there's openings. So just make sure you move forward to that side. And in the courtyard as well, if you can move forward, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر La 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 la
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين رب اختم لنا بالخير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله لقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تقاطعوا ولا تدابروا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا ولا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن الكريم وتقبل مني ومنكم تلاوته إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وتوالم ونفت وبارك لك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف عبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم سلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين
الحمد لله الحمد لله كما يجب علينا من حمده وتعظيمه ونشكره سبحانه على إحسانه وإنعامه وتكريمه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن نزغات الشيطان وتوهيمه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوا فإن طاعته أقوم وأقوى وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واحذروا أسباب سخط الجبار فإن أجسامكم على النار لا تقوى ثم اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر وارض اللهم عن أصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر أصحاب نبيك أجمعين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين
اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم دمر اليهود وشتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين، اللهم اعلي كلمتك إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارة لن تبور. يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. خير الصلاة خير الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا واعتدلوا. Straighten the lines please and kindly switch off your cell phones. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم. سبحان الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سبحان ربي العلى.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا وعافنا واعف عنا وعلى طاعتك عنا وعلى غيرك لا تكلنا وعلى الإيمان والإسلام جمعا توفنا وأنت راض عنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
لا إله إلا الله.